Mrs. Lynde says that Jane's father is a perfect old crank and meaner than second skimming.
Well, that's enough gossip about Mr. Andrews.
Sorry, Marilla. Josie Pye says she is just going to college for education's sake because she won't have to earn her own living. She says, of course, it is different with orphans who are living on charity. They have to hustle.
Honestly, the tongue on that Josie Pye.
Moody Spurgeon is going to be a minister, but really the thought of it makes me laugh. Moody is so funny looking with that big fat face and his ears sticking out like flaps.
So much for your determination to be charitable.
You're right, Marilla. Perhaps Moody will be more intellectual looking when he grows up. Charlie Sloane says he's going into politics, but Mrs. Lynde says he'll never succeed at that because the Sloanes are all honest people and it's only rascals that get on in politics nowadays.
What is Gilbert Blythe going to be?
Gilbert who?
Gilbert Blythe. He must be in the Queen's class. You and he are always competing for head of the school.
He's going to Queen's, but I don't happen to know what Gilbert Blythe's ambition in life is, assuming he has any.
Hello, Rachel. What brings you here?
You were to the Ladies' Aid on Thursday. It's not like you to miss a meeting, Marilla.
Matthew had a bad spell with his heart in the morning, and I didn't feel like leaving him. He's all right again now, but he takes them spells oftener than he used to, and I'm anxious about him.
What does the doctor say?
Oh, you know, he must be careful to avoid excitement. That's easy enough. Matthew doesn't go about looking for excitement, and never did, but he's not to do any heavy work either, and you might as well tell Matthew not to breathe as not to work. Well, come and lay off your things, Rachel. You'll stay to tea?
Well, seeing as you're so pressing, perhaps I might as well stay. I must say, Anne has turned out a real smart girl. She must be a great help to you.
She's real steady and reliable now. I used to be afraid she'd never get over her featherbrain ways, but she has. I wouldn't be afraid to trust her with anything now.
Then I don't see why you're letting her traipse off to Queen's next year, seeing as her proper place is here with you in the kitchen.
She's one of the brightest in her class, Rachel. I can't hold her back now.
Hold her back? She's an asylum girl, Marilla. You and Matthew took her in out of the goodness of your hearts, expecting her to be grateful and know her place, not turn herself into a blue stocking over at the Queen's Academy.
With the greatest respect, Rachel, I don't see what business it is of yours what we decide for Anne's future.
Have it your own way, then, Marilla. None of my children went to college, and they turned out down-to-earth, practical people. But those are qualities that obviously don't interest you.
Isn't it time you put out the light, Anne?
I was just saying hello to my books again. I've had a perfectly wonderful summer, but now that the final term is upon me, I feel like studying with might and main.
As long as you don't overdo it.
I'll try not to. Marilla, I want to ask you something. I do really want to be charitable and gracious, and when I'm with you or Miss Stacy, I want it more than ever.
Well, I'm glad to hear it, Anne.
The trouble is, when I'm with Rachel Lynde, I feel desperately wicked, as if I wanted to go and do the very thing she tells me I oughtn't to do. Do you think it's because I'm really bad and unregenerate?
If you are, I guess I am too, Anne. For Rachel Lynde often has that very effect on me. I sometimes think she'd have more of a good influence if she didn't keep nagging people to do right. There should be a special commandment about nagging. But there, I shouldn't talk so. Rachel is a good Christian woman who always means well.
I'm glad you feel the same. Mrs. Lynde doesn't approve of you allowing me to study for Queen's, does she?
Oh, she's old-fashioned about some things, and fortunately for you, it's not her decision. Now get a good night's sleep before you throw yourself into the fray.
Oh, Marilla, what a perfectly marvelous way of putting it.
Marilla? Marilla?
What is it?
I was thinking about Anne. She's getting to be such a big girl, and she'll be away from us at Queen's next winter. I'll miss her terrible.
She'll be able to come home often. The branch railroad will be built to comedy by that time.
It won't be the same thing as having her here all the time. But there. Men can't understand these things.
Will you finish the dishes, Anne?
Nearly, Marilla.